Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. So welcome back to The Daily Voice. Our two topics today are firstly, the supersized and super expensive US stock market, and secondly, the three key events we're watching this week. So firstly, we think it's time to diversify outside the US stock market for returns. US markets have outperformed the rest of the world for a mind-boggling and unprecedented 14 years. This has made US markets supersized, accounting for over 60% of world stock market capitalization, with the other 45-odd major developed and emerging markets crammed into the remaining 35%. They've also become super expensive, with the US price-earnings ratio now at a record 50% premium to the rest of the world. This US exceptionalism is unusual, but not unprecedented in history. We saw it before with the US in the 50s and 60s, Japan in the 1980s, or going even further back to railway stocks at the beginning of the last century. But at a bare minimum, it's a very clear and high concentration risk. But we also see reasons why overseas markets should start performing better in the near term. And indeed, the largest European stocks have been doing better than the S&P 500 this year. And Japan's Nikkei has continued its streak of outperformance. But our forecast economic soft landing and lower interest rates should drive a rotation to cheaper, more cyclical, and more unloved overseas markets and assets that are much more sensitive to this improvement. So markets like Europe, like emerging markets and sectors like real estate and small caps, US tech and US markets will be fine, but we do think the upside is elsewhere. Secondly, the three things we're watching this week, namely inflation, earnings, and the so-called triple witching. So firstly, US inflation is still the most important number in markets. It drives everything from the interest rate outlook to recession risks. And February's inflation report on Tuesday is estimated to stay pretty sticky at around 3% year over year and a 0.4% month over month increase, with housing costs and recently rising gasoline prices. Secondly, we've got the tail end of the better than expected fourth quarter earnings season, where the focus is now shifting to Europe, where Stoxx 600 earnings are in aggregate in a minus 6% recession. But this is better than it was the prior quarter, where the numbers were down 10%. And we've got heavyweights this week from the likes of Inditex, Adidas, and Volkswagen. And in the US, Adobe, Oracle, Lena, and Dollar Tree. And then finally, Friday is the quarterly so-called triple witching. This is the expiry of futures and options on US stocks and indices. And this makes it one of the top four most traded volume days of the year. And this can introduce some extra volatility depending on what else is going on that day. So that's it. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks very much. Bye.
You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.